Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Outer Rim. This is episode number 83. We're finally back from Celebration. Well, I say we, and unfortunately I am the only normal host here tonight. Mike and Lindsay were unable to join me, but I did bring along my trusty pal, Lou. Lou, how are
you? Hey there, I'm good.
Now, I know you're a little sick tonight, but, you know, I appreciate that you came on to do what will hopefully be a short show.
Yeah, I've got one of those dreaded spring colds. I don't know. Maybe I spent too much time at Echo Base and it was just too cold.
Yeah. Got too close to a Tauntaun, probably.
Maybe. That's what this is.
Well, hey, at least you didn't get the con crud.
I didn't. I survived that. I had enough hand sanitizer and tried to keep from, you know, licking any doorknobs or anything, so.
Before we start, I do want to say a special thank you to Mike and Ernie for releasing a Celebration episode while Lindsay and I were gone. I listened to that, and I was pleased with the way they handled it, so really glad that was able to happen. Plus, it's always good to have Ernie around, because he's a very good guy, and if you're not following him on Twitter, you should probably go do that, because and listen to the Retro Condo, too. Because
yeah, and he's good. And he's getting some great artwork out there, too. He's got the new camera and taking pictures of his new child, and yeah.
Now, that just sounds creepy, Lou, taking pictures of his new child.
Well, it's his child. It's not like he's taking pictures of, you know, he's going to the park and taking that pictures of the kids in the park.
That is true.
No, it's always great when I see new parents get a new camera. In this case, he's got, if you're a photography buff, a fast 50 lens is kind of what you always kind of hope for doing portraits and stuff. And it gives you a nice out-of-focus background around people. And it makes some great shots. And I just love seeing new fathers especially kind of blossom into a photographer by taking pictures of their kid. I think it's great. So,
So we, despite Celebration just happening, news has been pretty much next to nothing.
Well, yeah, I guess it's to be expected, though, really, when you come right down to it. Everything was released at Celebration. Actually, I shouldn't say it, because we didn't get a lot of news at Celebration either.
No, we didn't.
So maybe it's the cold bits I'm talking, I'll just be quiet.
And the worst part is that we just had May 4th, so we didn't really get anything that day either, unless I am just completely glossing over something.
Not that I saw. Yeah. Although, you know, I have some news about May 4th. Okay. I got my Star Wars itty bitties in today.
Oh yeah, I saw you posted that on Slack. How are they good? Do they?
Oh, they're cool. Well, they're cool. There's a Sabine. There's an Ahsoka. There's a C-3PO with a red arm. Which okay, I had to get it because I'm a completist. But you know, okay, fine. But then Luke in a cardboard X-wing. I'm like, that's so awesome.
That is neat. Yeah, you really got me hooked on those itty bitties now.
Well, they're inexpensive, so it's not too bad. You know, I didn't cost you a lot of money for each one.
Not those Which I'm sure your wife loves that.
Well, I opened the box. She's like, "We need an addition on the house, don't we?" I'm like, "Well, maybe."
Probably wouldn't be the worst idea in the world.
This is the Star Wars wing.
Oh, the White House has the West Wing, and you can have the Star Wars wing.
There we go.
But there were a few pieces of significant news. So we're just going to kind of keep this a short show and wrap it up in the best way we can. First piece of news is that we have a release date for episode 9. And the intriguing thing about this is that it goes back to the May time frame rather than December like we've gotten with the past two movies. And like we're going to be getting with The Last Jedi as well. So they announced on the official Star Wars site that episode 9 will return and will be in theaters on May the 24th, 2019.
Yeah. Now, forgive me, wasn't episode 8 originally scheduled to be a May release as well? And didn't it get pushed back?
Technically, I'm pretty sure The Force Awakens was originally going to be a May release as well. I don't think it was ever quote-unquote official, but that was what people were guessing, and then they pushed it back to December. And then episode 8, yes, was also going to be, I don't know if Rogue One was ever going to be, I think Rogue One was going to be in May, and they pushed that back as well.
Yeah, I want to say it's been happening a couple times. I don't remember that with The Force Awakens. I thought The Force Awakens was always a December release. I could be wrong on that, but I seem to remember at least two of them.
assuming that it was going to be. I don't think it was ever officially announced in May.
Okay,
but it was going to be planned for May, and then people announced or they announced it was going to be December instead.
Yeah, I don't know about that news. I mean, May was always the time, but you know what? It hasn't been the time for so long. I'm kind of over it. It doesn't have to be May anymore for me. It could be, I've gotten used to the December thing.
Yeah. I don't think you're the minority either. I think that's how most people feel now. I will say, though, that because right now the release schedule is next movie up this year is Episode 8 in December. And then in May 2018, we're getting the Han Solo movie.
Okay.
Which is still odd for me. That's 6 months out, and
I know it's so close. After, we haven't seen anything.
Strange. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Which now I think about it, that's a year away, right? Unless something tells me they won't stick to that, but who knows?
It'd be another December release. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't mind this. I mean, it's yeah. I'm partially worried for the oversaturation of Star Wars, but this is something I can deal with as long as they stick with two movies per year. And it's not just like you're not rushing out the product just to get it out there.
Yeah.
If the quality stays, exemplary, then I'll be fine with it, obviously.
Yeah.
If I could see The Last Jedi right now, I would be fine with that. But.
That's true. But, I look at what Marvel's done, too, and certain Disney owns Marvel as well. But, they're putting out multiple movies a year, and they're putting out some pretty high-quality content.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the saturation of Star Wars, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think we got a long time to go before that happens. They're setting records every time they release a movie, and the numbers are huge. And, even Marvel's numbers are huge for what they're doing. Unless they start putting out substandard quality content, then I don't think we have to worry about them getting, dwindling numbers or something.
Yeah. And even if we keep, I think the eventual goal is to get the movies back on a May release schedule, because, that is when all of the blockbuster movies come out. And yes, Star Wars has obviously dominated December, but, that's right around the holidays, and one would expect, even though it's gotten the good numbers, it might be more wise to release it in the summer. I mean,
maybe, but I mean, it does get that bump in December for the people home on holiday, home on vacation. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, would The Force Awakens have done what it did, in May if it was released then? I don't know. It's an interesting question. It really is. No way to know, but.
Yeah, only time will tell for that.
I wouldn't mind having two releases a year, one in November. One in May and one in December. That'd be okay.
Yeah. Now, do you think this isn't really something I was going to talk about, but I see here that the Han Solo movie is coming out May 25th, 2018. And that was, I think that has been reiterated recently. Do you think that we're going to get, because that's the 40th anniversary of the original Star Wars movie is later this month. Do you expect to have any kind of news on, what is it, the 25th, right?
Yeah, I think so. 24th or 25th.
Do you expect to get any kind of news from that day?
I think we're getting something. I think they can't let that date go without acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're too smart to not do that. I'd like it to be an announcement about the Han Solo movie, something. Maybe a teaser would be kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, something. Yeah. It's a year out, so maybe that's a bit premature for the teaser. But, some kind of news. It just seems like we're in a vacuum. And I know you get that problem where you don't release anything for the next movie because you're working on this movie, trying to get that, promoted and out there in people's minds. So you don't want to cannibalize this by that one, but. And I'm not as excited about Han Solo as a lot of people are, so.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure it'll be good, I'm sure I'll go see it, I'm sure I'll be like, oh my god, it was great.
Yeah.
But, I'm just not, I'm not there yet for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just now thinking, you're right that they, haven't been doing the, they always wait until the first or the next movie is done, or at least out before they start promoting the next one. They're going to have to do some cross promotion with Han Solo and The Last Jedi because, you know, we can't have December show up 5 months before a movie and not have a teaser of some kind or a teaser poster or some kind of information.
Yeah, teaser's got to be out before then, right?
Yeah, so I'm expecting to see probably something at D23 later in the summer and maybe even New York Comic Con. That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to see that. I mean, I'd like to get at least a title at the 40th anniversary of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Movie poster might be a bit much to get. I mean, maybe a teaser poster, but at least a title. I mean, give me something.
I'm tired of calling it the Han Solo movie. Although, oh well.
Yeah.
It was also nice to get a release date for the next Indiana Jones, which I'm still surprised is happening.
I'm surprised there's a movie. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's actually coming out a year later than it was originally planned. It'll be out July 20th, 2020.
Wow, 2020. How old is Harrison Ford going to be in 2020?
He'd probably be approaching 80, I would assume.
Jeez.
Although I think you would think that they would start production on that movie as soon as possible. I mean,
I don't want to
expect the worst, but I mean, like, Harrison is getting older, and he won't be able to do as much the older he gets. And obviously, I'm not wishing anything bad upon the guy, but
you would
want to start that as soon as possible, unless you know they're just going to have a new main character, and Indy's kind of the sidekick this time. Well, they tried that with Crystal Skull to mixed results, but
yeah, well, we'll see.
I'm sure this one will be better than Crystal Skull, even though I liked that one.
You're that one fan, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we all kid about the movie. It wasn't that bad, I guess, but it was at least my favorite, at least the Indiana Jones movies for me. But oh well.
So our second and actually last bit of news is also concerning release dates of something that kind of has a mixed feelings from me, at least, and I imagine you feel the same way, Lou. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is going to be out November 17th. Now, it's not Battlefront 2 that we're used to, but the next generation Battlefront 2. So we're not getting like a re-release of the old Battlefront 2. Now, Lou, you played Battlefront when it came out, what, last year?
Maybe a little more than that. I think it was 2015. Yeah. Because that was when I waited and I held off and I bought the Star Wars Battlefront edition, you know, PS4 with, you know, Darth Vader on the face of it and the Darth Vader controller and stuff. And I'm glad I got that. I'm just not happy with the game. I mean, and fans have said this for a long time, and there's a lot of things lacking about the game. You know, it was rushed to market to meet a release date for the movie. So it didn't have everything that other titles from you know, Dice and EA have had in them. Didn't have the, you know, no story mode. There was limited number of players and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that where they couldn't really finish the game. And they said, I guess with this one, they're going to do it right by fans and give them everything we've been asking for.
Yeah. I did not play Battlefront 1, so I don't have really have an opinion on this, but I remember when everybody was talking about it, and then by the time you know, we got a little bit into 2016, people had pretty much not really stopped playing it like in mass numbers, but no one was talking about it anymore. Nobody was like, "Hey, I'm hopping on Battlefront. You want to play with me?"
Right.
I don't even have a next generation console, and I was thinking of getting one around that time just so I could play Battlefront with people. But I'm glad I didn't now, because that was, you know,
yeah,
would have been a mistake.
Right. I mean, there was not a lot of online. I mean, it was only online play, but there wasn't a lot of like friendly. I mean, I like to do campaign modes type stuff online with friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's great in games. But yeah, I mean, they're supposedly going to fix everything they didn't do well.
Yeah. And the worst part was that, you know, it had like what, 3 maps? 4 if you had the DLC.
Right. And they're saying that Battlefront 2 is three times larger than Battlefront 1 was at launch, which isn't really hard to do, but, they are doing it.
Well, it'll just be interesting to see what happens. Personally, I mean, I am not into first-person shooters as much as I used to be growing up, especially when I was in high school. I played so much Halo, like, I would hate to know how many hours of Halo I played with my friends. But one of the fun things about that was, yeah, we played multiplayer, but eventually we could go and play the story mode together.
Okay.
And that was really, I mean, I had a lot of fun playing like a deathmatch type or capture the flag or whatever, but it was also fun to play a story, like you said. And that's one thing that a lot of people demanded from this sequel. And it's good that we're finally getting that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the drawbacks of not having a campaign mode or a single player story mode is, you know, you can't always be online with your friends to play at the same time.
Yep.
And, you know, as you get older, that gets harder, you know, because we all have different responsibilities and different pulls on your time. So the chance of having everybody together at one time to play is hard sometimes.
Yep.
And I couldn't find the time to play with the people I wanted to play with. So I'd jump online, play with myself with, you know, other people online that I didn't know. And that's not as much fun. You know, it's not as much fun killing some random, you know, player.
Yeah.
I want to kill my friends. Come on, you know, or work with my friends to kill the enemy.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'll wait and see what happens, and I'll probably buy it, and hopefully won't be disappointed, because, I mean, I like playing Star Wars games. I like playing in that Star Wars universe and being I like to feel like I'm immersed in the universe, you know. I want it to feel realistic, that I'm really there walking around the hallways and I am the character on screen.
Speaking of Battlefront 2, did you see the Rey and Kylo Ren promo stills that were released in conjunction with this?
No.
I've seen pictures. I've not had an examination of up close, but Kylo looks more or less the same. And Rey has, I think, a different hairstyle, and her clothes reflect what we saw at the end of TFA. But yeah, you need to look at that, because it's Rey with a lightsaber, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So
cool. I'll check that out.
So, yeah, that really wraps up all the news. I mean, there was really nothing else. I tried really hard to find, you know, some things worth discussing, but, you know, there were some smaller things, but most of it were, like, rumors and stuff. And, yeah, you know, you could talk about rumors we have here on the show before, but nothing really to get all excited about, I guess.
Right, right. I mean, I'm sure as we get closer to December, we'll get more and more snippets coming out, and I'm gonna stay spoiler free like I did for the last movie. You know.
Speaking of that, there was actually a post going around on, I think it started on Reddit, and then I saw a few people talking about it on Twitter this past week. Someone allegedly had a work print copy of The Last Jedi and was trying to sell it.
Oh, God.
And I think someone actually ended up buying it, and it turned out to be fake or something like that, which, yeah. And I tried to read a little bit of the fake synopsis that people were talking about, but then I was like, wait a minute. I'm sure this has some things that
I'm sure.
Are
I mean,
true,
you can
so
guess
I'm not
some
going
parts.
To.
Right, right. I mean, yeah. I mean, even you can guess some stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
But you read it, and you're like, oh, now I'm spoiled. You know, I don't want to know that. And, you know, I really do like going to movies unspoiled. And even though I do a Star Wars podcast and talk about entertainment stuff all the time, I was able to stay really spoiler-free for TFA and Rogue One. I mean, like almost 100%. I mean, I didn't have any details, which was fantastic in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I walked out of the theater going, okay, I'm satisfied. That was good. You know, and people that had been spoiler hounds and kind of went into it knowing everything in the movie came out, and I'm like, yeah, I had a better experience than you did, didn't I? You know, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you did. I guess you did, because I knew what was coming. So,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I guess I need to hold off on looking for content, because I don't want to accidentally spoil myself with something like I did with TFA. It wasn't my fault that someone tweeted at the
right
Postcast account and said, hey, Han Solo dies.
And this was, and that is unfortunate.
2 hours before it's almost, the movie started.
Right. And it's so unfortunate that it, you can get spoiled in so many ways by so many places without even realizing it. Yep. It's like, oh, I mean, I, not that it's Star Wars related type spoilers, but my, I don't know if it's NBC's, the way they do all their sites for local news networks or not, but I was on the local one for NBC 30 here in Connecticut, and this is a year or so ago. I was scrolling through something, and they have like headlines between like every paragraph for other stories you can link to. Mm-hmm. In the headline, it was like so and so wins whatever, I forget what award show it was. And I'm like, nope, guess I don't have to watch that on my DVR.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was right in the headline. You could have put a post saying, click here to find out who won whatever, you know, but
yep.
Nope, had to say it right there in the headline. I'm like, that was just stupid. And, you know, I'm sure it's oversight by somebody's part, but I'm like, man, you got to be a little better than that these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. It could be worse, I guess.
It could be. Yeah, these are definitely first world problems.
Yep. All right, Lou. I think that's going to do it for this episode of Outer Rim. Now, before we start our closing, I do have a little bit of announcement. As most of you who listen to this show are probably aware now, the network's going through a little bit of a transition period right now. And because of that, we are going to be putting this show, Outer Rim, on hiatus while we figure out what we want to do with it. We're trying to, I guess, stabilize all of our content and get shows out consistently. And this has been one that... is more new. Well, it's not new, but it's the concept is new in terms of Star Wars news. So we're going to be putting on hiatus. We will be continuing Echo Base on a weekly basis. So we're not going to be completely devoid of all Star Wars content. That being said, if there is something like a huge news item, we'll probably talk about it on Echo Base. So if you're listening to this and you're expecting to get, like, let's say something happens later this month for the 40th anniversary, we'll probably talk about that on Echo Base. So there won't be an Outer Rim for it until we decide what we're going to do. Whenever we do make a decision on how to handle Outer Rim in the future, you can probably find more information about that on the website, the Twitter account, at Outer Rim Podcast. And I'll probably honestly release like some kind of audio recording similar to what we did before when we switched formats over. So just be on the lookout for that, but do not expect any new Outer Rim episodes for the foreseeable future.
Right. Yeah, we got some ideas what we're going to do in the future. So, I mean, stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Listen to the other shows. And, you know, when we decide what we're going to do with the Outer Rim show, we'll let you guys know officially, but we talked about a lot of things, Chris. I mean, there was, you know, we talked about new stuff, we talked about comic books and books and, you know, all kinds of stuff that we need to address. But I think part of it's just getting the core of the network back together and how we're going to release shows and get that timely out to you guys and then grow again.
Yeah. So do not, unsubscribe to the Outer Rim feed if that is how you get, this podcast. We're not going to be like dismantling it or anything. And like I said, once we do make an announcement, I'll be sure to get something out here. If you know, we have to switch feeds or if we're not continuing with this, whatever we decide. So just be on the lookout for that. And in the meantime, listen to Echo Base because, Lou and I are, continuing that together. So. All right, Lou. Well, thanks again for joining me. And I guess I'll just go here through the, closing.
Yep, thanks for having me, by the way. I appreciate being on, and always like talking Star Wars, even if I do have a cold.
Yeah. So if you like what you heard, even though we're going on hiatus, still let us know what you think of the podcast. Your ideas and opinions of Outer Rim will actually be very helpful to us. So if you really like this podcast the way it is, you don't think it needs changes, or you think it's awful, and you want three new hosts, or you just want something completely different, please let us know, outerrim@randomchatter.com, or if you want to email Lou as well, you are Lou at Outer Rim, or not, you're Lou at randomchatter.com.
Lou at randomchatter.com, yeah.
You can also find us on our Facebook account, which is facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. The Twitter for this show is @OuterRimPodcast. The network Twitter is @randomchatter. My Twitter is at The Curse of Chris. Lou, what is your Twitter?
Just my name. It's at Lou Secki. That's Lousecki.
Lindsay's Twitter is at SDCCNerdsAttack. And Mike's Twitter is at It's the Rocketeer. So go follow all of us, please. You can support the network in a variety of ways. Leave reviews for us on iTunes. Again, I know that's kind of a moot point right now. But, you know, any kind of feedback that we can get from y'all about what you think of the show would be perfect and really, really beneficial to us. So leave us reviews there. If you'd like to donate to the network, you can find more information about that at patreon.com/randomchatter. And finally, do not forget to visit randomchatter.com for all of our shows. Again, we have the Echo Base show, which I'm sure a vast majority of our listeners already listen to. But in case you're not, that will be where we'll be covering Star Wars news and related items, at least for the foreseeable future, while we decide on the fate of the Outer Rim. Finally, the music you hear at the beginning of this podcast is the Star Wars main theme by Galactic Empire. Check out their self-titled album for more Star Wars instrumental music, and it's available on Rise Records. All right, Lou, well, that's going to do it for this semi-final episode of Outer Rim, at least for now. So again, thanks for joining me, and we'll see y'all next time.
Night.
This podcast is copyright to RandomChatter.com and is not affiliated with Lucasfilm or Disney. All music and sounds are copyright to their respective owners.